Jamal Wakeem, obviously a horrific scene that has occurred there in southern Beirut so far. Hundreds injured, over 100 injured, and we have up to maybe 16 dead. The spillover from Syria is the most probable cause here, but what is your initial reaction as to what has happened? And, of course, what do the future prospects look? In particular, let's start with Lebanon in this scenario, which could be a serious spillover.
I believe that this explosion in the southern suburb of the Beirut, which is the bastion of Hezbollah mainly and the support of Hezbollah, comes as a result of the regional, instability, mainly the incident of Syria, the accusations against Hezbollah that it got implicated in the Syrian struggle, and the vindictive speeches by some cleric and some political parties against Hezbollah because of this. So all these might lead us to conclude or just to have an idea about who would be the instigator of this incident and this explosion, especially that it comes on the next day of the 7th anniversary of the victory achieved by Hezbollah over Israel. So we need to add that there is also a political deadlock in Lebanon, and I believe that the more things get stabilized to the favor of the Syrian regime, the more the opponents of the President Bashar al-Assad, the opponents of Iran, and the opponents of Hezbollah will lead or to, will rise the tension of inside Lebanon. I believe that we will see more and more of these incidents in the next few weeks and months, and Lebanon will live in a more tense situation on the security level.
Well, one of the countries that has been attributed to creating this instability, especially in Iraq and perhaps in this case in Lebanon, is Saudi Arabia. This group that our correspondent Ali Risk told us that has claimed responsibility, Al-Ayesh, is an Al-Qaeda, perhaps an Al-Qaeda group. It still needs to be confirmed. What is Saudi Arabia's ultimate goal here? Is it a signal it's sending to Hezbollah in terms of backing off from Syria? Or are we looking at them trying to destabilize Lebanon as well as Iraq, as well as what they're doing in Syria?
Definitely. And we shouldn't see this as separate from what's going on in Egypt. It's just destabilizing the whole region in order to set it on the track of being ready for a geopolitical upheaval, to redraw the whole geopolitical map. So what happened today in Beirut cannot be separated from what happened yesterday in Egypt, where the Muslim Brothers instigated violence as a reaction to the action or to the ousting of Morsi from power. It cannot be separated from the situation in Syria, and it cannot be separated from the explosions and bombings that are taking place in Iraq. I believe that the Al-Qaeda is not working alone in this. The maybe some Saudi officials, high-ranking officials, mainly Bandar bin Sultan, might be in implicated in this because he's been active lately in supporting insurrections in Syria, and he was the one supporting or instigating troubles in Iraq, and it runs in his favor to cause instability in Egypt, and Lebanon is living within this context, so we should see this in this context.
Former U.S. Ambassador in Baghdad, Christopher Hill, saying that Saudi Arabia has funded Al-Qaeda. Doesn't that by default make the U.S. also responsible in a sense where its biggest ally in the region is Saudi Arabia, aside from Israel? I mean, obviously the U.S. is aware of what Al-Qaeda is doing, its movements, its funding. They must have plenty of intelligence on the ground, especially in Iraq. So what role do you see the U.S. playing in this whole scenario when it comes to cooperation between the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia?
Well, Saudi Arabia is the most important ally in the region to the United States alongside Israel. And lately, it was Saudi Arabia that was most active in implementing or trying to help implement the American agenda in the region. So Al-Qaeda was first, we need to remember that Al-Qaeda was financed, trained, and supported for too long by Saudi Arabia and by the U.S. until 2001. And it has been used after the death of bin Laden. Some operatives of Al-Qaeda were rehabilitated as to work in the line of the Saudi agenda, which is not far from the American agenda. We cannot give much initiative to and freedom of action to Saudi Arabia without taking in consideration the fact that Saudi Arabia cannot act without an American green line. So instigating problems and instability in Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq touches to the geostrategic interests of two major actors in the region now, which are Syria and Iran, and at the same time is helps to set the context for redrawing the geopolitical map of the region along American lines. We need to understand that the American plan in the Middle East has received several setbacks. First, the Syrian regime wasn't toppled in spite of 2 years of insurrection or over 2 years of insurrection and fighting and financing terrorists to go all the way there to fight against the Syrian regime on one hand. The American agenda received also a severe blow by the ousting of the Muslim Brothers from power in Egypt. Their ally in Turkey, Erdogan, is voicing his concern, especially after the fall of his allies in Egypt, because the plan was set as to create a triangle of Sunni capitals, quote unquote, Ankara, Riyadh, and Tehran, to stand to stand against what they consider as, or what the Americans consider as, Iranian Shia expansionism. This is behind the instigation of this Sunni Shia tension throughout the region, and this is how we can understand the explosions that are taking place in Lebanon, and of course the incidents in Syria or the fighting in Syria, and the explosions in Iraq. So we need to remember that Hezbollah fought with the Syrian army against the rebels or the terrorists in Al-Qusayr. In addition, the Iraqi government of Nouri al-Maliki refused the American pressure to join the Saudis and other pro-Americans in boycotting and the Syrian regime and in supporting the terrorists. So once we get this bigger picture, we can understand what really happened, what's the meaning of this explosion in the southern suburb of Beirut, and why it happened in a predominantly Shia neighborhood supporting Hezbollah.
Well, if the situation in Syria is a barometer to go by in terms of what is happening, a spillover that is, we're still looking at what appears to be, unless the U.S. is just is acting this rollout, and that's the Geneva II, of which they came out again recently, both the United States and Russia, saying the urgency behind this to happen. Do you see that as being perhaps some type of problem that's going to be solved, or, and that's, of course, on the war on Syria, or is this situation in Syria not going to be resolved through Geneva II if it's going to happen, and therefore just an extension of violence to continue there in Syria?
Well, things are not ripe yet for holding this Geneva II conference, because because the Americans are still trying to make up for their losses. The situation on ground is not to their favor, because the Syrian army was able to achieve major success against its opponents. In Iraq, the situation, in spite of everything, is still under control of the government of Nouri al-Maliki. And in Lebanon, the Hezbollah and its allies are still strong enough to obstruct any political developments that could run against their interests. So the Americans are trying, through supporting these bombings and explosions, to alter the situation in order to have a better negotiating position against the Russians before holding the Geneva II conference.
That's Jamal Wakim, Lebanese, from the Lebanese International University, talking to us from Beirut on what has occurred there, which you see 16 people killed in an explosion happening in southern Beirut.